Rogue Weapon, did you hear that?
They
planted the bomb.
Yeah.
We better go unplant it.
Yeah, unplant it.
Yeah, that's what we do. Welcome to the PBJ Countercast.
Who are you?
I'm the Duke of New York.
I'm Rogue Weapon.
Alright. This podcast is our Counter-Strike podcast. It's just sort of what
podcast about Counter-Strike.
Yeah, I mean, God, this is terrible. This is terrible. I'm sorry, but this is terrible because this is an intro and we're trying to explain what we're doing. This isn't a real episode. As you might have heard in the intro, there was a bomb being planted. That audio is taken from Counter-Strike Global Offense, which me and Rogue
trademark copyright.
Copyright Duke of New York. Slap my bum.
Wait, no, Valve.
No, whatever, they don't care. But yeah, this is going to be the PBJ Counter-Strike podcast for all Counter-Strike news and stuff. Since
mainly,
this is the intro. Yeah,
mainly
CSGO. CSGO's the new thing. Yeah. However, we're going to be talking, like, comparing it to the other ones. And
exactly, yeah.
You know, we'll try to cover our bases. Why don't we get started with RoboEvan's Counter-Strike history? What Counter-Strikes have you played? And, you know,
my Counter-Strike history, I played all of them, but not... I mean, the first Counter-Strike I played was Counter-Strike, but, you know, just the first one, just Counter-Strike. And, just on the Xbox, just on the original Xbox, that was the first one I played. And then, the next one I played, I was either played that one or Condition Zero. It was a long time ago, so I forget. It was one of those two. And then I came to computer gaming, bought the Counter-Strike pack, and then Source. And then, you know, I went back and played the other two. And now up to in the beta of CSGO.
All right, that's good. That's good.
Where did your Counter-Strike history come and go from?
Well, actually, fun fact, PBJ was originally a Counter-Strike clan. 1.6, we had a fun server we played on, and it had wacky game modes and, you know, all kinds of fun stuff.
Like giant dildos?
Actually, what there was this mod called Raptor, and one of my goals is if you donate...
And it made me...
if you donate to the Countercast, PBJ Countercast, I should say that, because there's a podcast called the Countercast, but it's in Spanish, so I don't even know what they're talking about.
Hola, señor, ¿cómo estás? Taco, fajita.
Yeah, whatever. Nerds. But, so we're PBJ Countercast. In case you were wondering, pbjcountercast.blogspot.com, pbjcountercast@gmail.com. Sorry, I'm sick when we're recording this. Yeah, I played 1.6 a lot. Fun server where there's a game mode called Raptor, and what it was is one person was the Raptor. It took the Half-Life 1 model of the Vortigaunt. They were cloaked, but if you shot them, it would take them out of cloak, and all they had was a melee weapon. And so they were basically the terrorists, and everyone else was trying to kill them. And it was really fun, but, you know, as time gone on, the server went down, it was replaced with the Team Fortress 2 server. Like, the people who were paying for it paid for Team Fortress 2 server instead. And so, you know, it's not that we fell apart, it's that we kind of stopped getting together as much. So one of my goals is to actually get a Counter-Strike 1.6 fun server going, basically, so donate and we could get that set up and going, and it'll be, I mean, it's 1.6, it's pretty casual, it's not like the
Sniper Pro Atmosphere,
yeah,
that's calling, I mean, Counter-Strike is now.
Yeah, just because it's an older game, you know, it's a bit more relaxed, we don't feel as, it's not like, you know, oh my god, I have to defuse the bomb, it's like, you know, I mean, I can count the pixels on the screen, let's just have some fun.
it's like playing Day of Defeat. Just regular old Day of Defeat. It's, most of it is, you know, casual. And it is funny, though, because it's very casual or it's extremely competitive clan matches. It's mainly casual, you know, you go on a server, everyone's like, hey, it's Norm, how are you?
Or the Duke of New York or Rogue Weapon. You could have used one of our names.
But I'm trying to equate it to, you go into a server and you get, like people who actually have communities on there, you know, they go, hey,
yeah.
How are you? I know who you are.
And so this is the PBJ effort to get back to what we were originally doing, I suppose, is a way to think about it.
I feel like we need one of those commercials where it's like, in, I don't know when this was, I'm going to say 2007, because that's when TF2 came out. So 2005, 2006-ish? When was this PBJ thing?
2005, I think.
Yeah. In 2005, there was a fun server. Everyone loved it. They all had friends, and everyone was a friend. I feel like we need, like, a dramatic commercial, and only you can bring back.
And then Team Fortress 2 was released and stole their servers and beat their families and peed on the kittens. Do you want that game for president? Well, actually, I love Team Fortress 2. I'm not blaming them for switching servers, honestly. I just wish they had both.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one of my goals. I mean, I couldn't find a Counter-Strike podcast. So I thought, you know, let's make one. Let's talk about it. It's a fun game if you haven't heard of it. It's often referred to as the Silent Giant because everyone's talking about the new Call of Duty. But, you know, everyone's also playing Counter-Strike.
That's an interesting thing. I've never actually heard that, but it makes sense.
Yeah, and so I thought, you know, let's talk about it. Let's talk about Counter-Strike. Let's talk about me dying. All right, RoboEvan. Because I'm dying, I'm actually going to drink some water and maybe cough out this lung once and for all. The intro was a bomb being planted, as we covered. The outro is going to be one of two things. And why don't you explain that, RoboEvan?
Okay, so the intro is either going to be... the outro, sorry, is either going to be the bomb being diffused or the bomb being planted, or the bomb being detonated. And the way we determine this is the quality of the episode. If it's a good episode and everything goes accordingly and how it should go, the bomb will be diffused. But if there's something under the guidelines of bad audio quality, something weird happens, someone leaves mid-thing, we're up late recording it because then everyone's tired and everything's worse.
Also, we consider late what normal people would consider early. So if recording after midnight...
but after midnight for us means, like, you know, 3 in the morning.
Yeah. We either record at 10 or 3 in the morning. We don't do anywhere in between. We're just one or the other.
Rambling, which happens a lot. There's going to be a lot of blown-up bombs. Not actually playing Counter-Strike that week. Or messing up.
And by messing up, I mean, like, getting facts wrong or something. So basically, this week, I started a bit in the beginning, so the bomb's going off. And we didn't place Counter-Strike at all this week, so the bomb's going off. So at the outro, you're going to hear a bomb going off. In fact, I would say you're going to hear a bomb going off just so often that if you're the outro and a bomb doesn't go off, you should, like, save that episode in case you forget what it sounds like. Because you're just not going to hear it. Anyways. Yes?
I feel like I should go down this list and make everything happen. Bad audio quality. Something weird. Dildo is falling from the sky. Dylan, leave. See ya.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm the Duke of New York.
That was me throwing my headphones and then standing up. If we're late, it's 10. That's fairly late. Rambling. We could go on. Hey, listen to the PBJ cast. We have,
Yeah, sure, why not?
We promote guilds.
We're the PBJ countercast because we're the PBJ cast as well.
I'm just going to this list. None of us had played CS, and we messed up because I'm doing this.
Yeah, all right. So, you know...
Here we go.
Bomb's going off.
Bomb's going off.
PBJcast@gmail.com is our Gmail. PBJcast. I said it wrong. PBJ countercast. Yeah. I'm sorry. I messed up. Boom. PBJcountercast@gmail.com. PBJcountercast.blogspot.com is going to be the main source of these things, basically. That's going to be like the archive. And, I mean, I'm going to set up a Twitter, and later, I'm tired, I'm a baby. but yeah, we'll set stuff up, and, you know, email in, listen to the PBJ cast, don't listen to the PBJ cast, you can do what you want.
Do what you want, yeah.
Rate us on iTunes if you want to, if you don't want to, I mean, really, please, honestly, even if you don't listen to this from iTunes, could you, like, go to iTunes and rate us, and then uninstall it or something? That just makes me feel good.
It helps us get up on the list more. It helps more people listen. And you know, because you know what? Even one star, honestly, is better than no stars.
Actually, that's... Just give us 4 stars. 5 stars? I don't even know what their system is.
No. Well, what I'm saying is, it's 5 stars. What I'm saying is, I don't think someone rates... Wait, but is 5 stars gonna automatically make us go up to 5? I think there has to be a... So, I mean, I'm sure there has to be a good amount of people rating it 5 stars in order for it to go up 5.
Yeah, just rate us 5 stars if you like this podcast. If you don't like this podcast, then write, email us, and tell us what we're doing wrong, and we'll do. I don't know. We might fix it. We might not. I have no idea.
Yeah, we have no idea where this is, what twisted road this will take.
I think it's just going to go in a circle. Like, we're just going to walk in a circle.
The only reason I say that 1 star, like, we have 1 star on iTunes, it's better than none, because that way we're above the podcasts that go for a day, and they're like, you know what, we're not going to do this anymore. And I have no reviews, and, like, 2 people have downloaded it. At least we're above those.
But don't do that. Just give us... I don't know why you would give us one, unless you didn't like us.
I'm not saying give us one, but I'm pretty sure the way it works is if enough people give us 5, I'll give us 5. Like, I'm pretty sure if one person gives us 5 stars, I don't think it's going to shoot us up to 5, will it?
I don't know. I think it's, like, averaged out. I don't know what iTunes does. That doesn't matter. Yeah. We're talking about weird stuff that has nothing to do with Counter-Strike.
Something weird happens. Rambling.
Yeah. I'm the Duke of New York.
I'm Robo Evan.
And this is the PBJ Countercast. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
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 Bye.